Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. The saying goes, potato, potato, tomato, tomato. When does a community grant to a charitable organization become a strategic investment? Port Hope Council is looking to overhaul its community grants. At a recent meeting, politicians sent a request to staff to revamp the funding to streamline its approach to allocating around $200,000 to various groups. The new system is called the Community Strategic Initiatives Funding Program. It was introduced by Councillor Todd Attridge and supported by Les Andrews, with a vote by Council. The idea is to align the money spent with groups that advance the community's goals within the strategic plan. According to a press release, supporting these organizations will drive change, make them greater contributors to the town, and create a more resilient community. Have a listen and see if you think this will be a better way to spend taxpayers' money.
I'm so pleased to have with me today Port Hope Councillor Les Andrews. Welcome back to Consider This Northumberland.
Thanks, Rob. Nice to be back.
Let's start with some basics. Why does the municipality hand out grants to community organizations?
Well, it's a way for our community government to fund projects that enhance the public experience. This can take many forms. It could be grants to people like Fair Share, who do a lot of good in the community. It could be for things like educational things like song or Illusionist choir, the Port Hope High School, or it could be pure entertainment, jazz fest, or things like Float Your Fanny Down the Ganny, all enhancing the brand of Port Hope as a community.
Now, before we get into this new system that you're going to use, how did you determine who gets the funds?
Well, the grant process has always been that there is a set of rules and requirements that were established over many budget cycles. And so the applications will come in. And it will be screened by our financial department as to completeness and applicability, and did they qualify in all the areas. And if they got through that screen, it would come to council, and council would spend the better part of half a day vetting these applications and trying to determine how much money to give and to whom.
Now, you talk about a criteria. Can you describe what the criteria was? How objective was that system?
Fairly objective. When I think of what we used to put the Capitol Theater through on an annual basis, and I'll circle back to that, is that we would ask for full financials in terms of, up to, if we could get audited financials, their plans for the upcoming year, and what their plans were for the prior year, and did they meet those plans and requirements. So it was sort of a three or four stage thing. And the other people, like if it was a first time grant application, it would be based on what were they trying to accomplish? What was the likelihood that they are going to accomplish these things? Because we'd get applications in asking us for a specific sum of money and not really flesh out how they were going to use it and how it was going to be applied. So there was some objectivity and subjectivity. Excuse me.
In 2025, the town handed out nearly $200,000 to organizations, and that was about $50,000 less than what was asked for by the various applicants. It appears there were two groups of grants. Places like the Capitol Theater, Critical Mass, and Float Your Fanny Down the Ganny that were hived off from the other organizations. Why was that?
Well, we knew that we came to the realization that come hell or high water, we are always going to fund the Capitol Theater because it was a economic driver. It was an entertainment thing, and it was a very important part of our community brand. Similarly with the Float Your Fanny, it was very unique, and we would be very loath to give it up because of, people say, well, it's a one-day attraction. Yeah, that one day attracts about 10,000 people, and we can't really track how many repeats we get, but we're renowned for it, and everybody understands it. So rather than make these organizations jump through the same hoops every year, we said, let's make it part of the budget process that we're going to allocate this money to these three majors. And we review it yearly. But it's just sort of, why go through the hoops if we know we're going to do it anyways?
Two churches received money in 2025. Why would a church need taxpayers' money?
Well, you know, I wish I had a good answer for that, and I really don't. I am not that I begrudge the money, and I'm just not fully versed on how they used it. And I think last year was the first year that we granted the church the money. So I'd like to see what the results of the use of that money were. But I just don't have that information right now.
Let's talk about the new system. What is the difference between giving out grants and what's being proposed under the Community Strategic Initiatives Funding Program?
Well, somebody's going to have to take from our strategic plan a set of criteria to outline, to give to the different organizations. And then the organizations are going to have to interpret this and see if what they are proposing fits into this criteria. So it's a new process, hasn't been done before, and I'm not quite sure who's going to be able to set the criteria in a appropriate manner that we can meet the goals of our strategic plan. It sounds good on paper, and I guess we're going to give it a try and see if we can really, because in my opinion, strategic plans are a guideline. And, you know, there's a lot of wishful thinking in a strategic plan, and do all these things that we're trying to accomplish get accomplished? No, I mean, it just could, this year's strategic plan goes on for pages. And, you know, when you're trying to meet all kinds of criteria, it gets a little dicey.
Well, from the way you've described it, it sounds really hazy. I wonder, why was it even necessary to do this then? Because you seconded the motion that set these wheels forward. So I wonder, why make the change if it all sounds so hazy and you seem so uncertain?
Well, you think it's going to boil right back down to the same thing. It's going to come in front of council, and council's going to determine whether the applications and the applicability is there, and we're just trying to couch it under the strategic plan.
I'm still not clear why is that so important?
It may not be.
Because in the announcement, it uses terms like streamline. So how's this going to streamline things?
I don't see it as it will streamline things.
Okay, so then why is there a need then to be in alignment between the fiscal needs of an organization and the strategic plan? Why place that on them?
Well, I think it opens it up a bit. It does open up to more creative thinking by organizations looking to get grant funding. If we can define what we're trying to accomplish in the strategic plan for the grant applications, then it could broaden our horizons. It could.
Well, while the new system looks at contributions towards the community events, tourism, culture, recreation, sounds a lot like what we talked about just a moment ago, it also says that organizations should be contributing to community building and innovation. So what does it mean by community building?
Well, I don't know if that's a really community building. It's all couched under this umbrella of how do we make Port Hope a better place to live in? And, you know, is it through things like Fair Share, which contributes to community building by feeding those that need to be fed? Is it through cultural events that satisfy the criteria of that segment of the population?
But it also mentions innovation. Why is innovation a criteria?
Well, it would be nice to get some new thinking in there. One of the areas that we don't fund, but has become a very important part of our culture now and ongoing, is the Highland Games that transitioned from Coburg to Port Hope. That's pretty interesting. I mean, that's a huge event for us now.
The mayor said in the announcement that the idea is to bring forward ideas that shape the future of Port Hope. How does a group like the Boy Scouts, which you supported this past year, meet such a criteria?
Well, let's say one of the items in the strategic plan is climate change, okay? And if you boil that down to the lowest level, maybe it's as simple as, not using plastic bottles and building up from the ground roots up. So that could be innovative. That could be cultural change.
Well, how about a choir, though? You support choirs, yeah.
More entertainment. Sort of a quote that Winston Churchill used during the war. If we don't preserve our culture and save our artworks and our history, what's the point of being a community?
So then how does putting municipal money into these organizations going to empower them to drive change? Because that was a phrase that was also used in the announcement.
Well, we just, to give you a reverse example, we just got a grant from the gas company. And the grant is dedicated to the community to help us lessen our reliance on natural gas through innovative programs in our own buildings, in educating the public about how to best manage the resource and reduce. So that's the applicability of a grant that way. Our grant money, for instance, to the Port Hope High School could be used to foster different trade programs or to educate that trades are important and to not think that university is the only route out for our students. So there's different ways that the monies can be used that way.
Will the funding for organizations like the Capitol Theater, Critical Mass, and Float Your Fanny change?
They could theoretically change because, again, we could set criteria and say, okay, Capitol Theater, we want so much of your content to be localized or deal with indigenous issues, or could be more educational as entertainment. So we could set the criteria for the Capitol Theater, and they'd have to embed that in their programming.
We've already talked a bit about the fact that this is a bit hazy. And when this has come forward, there was no staff report yet. There's been no details, really. It just simply appears as a notice of motion, and then it got approved. Where are all the details coming, and when, and what are going to be the budget implications?
Well, you know, this year's budget is going to be, like in past years, it's going to be a real focal point for the community. So I would not envisage that we would increase our budget amounts for grants. And we have to get the criteria in place before the October timeframe, when we start talking seriously about the budget. And we will, you know, we're suggesting, as part of this process, holding a public meeting for the grant applications prior to the budget cycle beginning, so that we can get some idea of what, who's coming forward with what, and whether our system is working.
Is this going to save money in the long run, or do you think it'll end up costing more?
I don't know if it'll cost us more, but I can't see us saving money unless we make a conscious decision to, you know, cut funding from, we had $250,000, as you said, in grant requests. We, I think, did 180, and that's been pretty consistent over the last number of years.
Will this system be more objective? Will it be more subjective? How do you see that rolling out?
In my opinion, I think it's going to be, I don't think there's going to be much difference than what we're doing now.
Because you can see how, I mean, you try as hard as you can to be objective about these things and tick the boxes, but you can't help but feel that there, you know, there are favorites, right? There are pet projects for each politician that they want to make sure that they get a few dollars so that their group gets to do whatever it's planning to do. How do you get rid of that aspect of it? Or is that even impossible?
That'll never happen. You know what? I 100% agree with you that we all have our favorites, and for different reasons. And one of the years I was deputy mayor, I said, okay, council, everybody gets $60,000 of theoretical money to spend. Pick your poison. How do you want to spend your $60,000? And then we would bring this all together and see if there was any commonality. Did we all vote for fair share, or was that at the lowest part of the list? So that was one way to do it. And I'm biased. I'm 100% biased. I would say the bulk of my money, if I was allocating, would go to fair share. You know, we got to feed the people. I mean, this is the most basic thing. So that would be, of course, my pet project. Are the other things important? Yes, they are important. But in degrees, what is most important? The most important thing is the well-being of our people from both the physical and mental state.
Are you concerned at all that this new system is going to turn some organizations off or frustrate others in their attempts to try and get some monies that they can use?
No more so than we have in the past. I mean, there are always going to be those that get and those that don't.
So you've mentioned some timelines, but just to nail it down, when do you hope to have all of this in place?
Well, prior to the end of October.
Councillor Les Andrews, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you.
That was Port Hope Councillor Les Andrews. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in.
If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.